Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Gender is Fluid. Language is Fluid. By Hannah Blow on June 6, 2022. Both gender and language are fluid, far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said on Sunday while discussing gender inclusivity in Spanish language, defending the use of the terms Latinx and Latine. Also in the spirit of pride, I wanted to have a note on gender inclusivity in Spanish language. Ocasio-Cortez said in a video posted as an Instagram story, taking issue with those who find gender-neutral terms such as Latinx as problematic. People sometimes like to make a lot of drama over the term Latinx, she said, asserting that people were attempting to find other gender-neutral terms prior to Latinx. Gender is fluid. Language is fluid, she stated definitively. And I think people right now are using the E-term as gender-neutral in order to be as inclusive as possible. Don't have to make drama over it. The New York Congresswoman then delved into a mini-rant on this same subject, addressing critics, including some Democrat politicians. There are some politicians, including Democratic politicians, that rail against the term Latinx. And they're like, this is so bad. This is so bad for the party, like blah blah blah. She began, accusing them of being fundamentally selfish for thinking that way. And like, it's almost as though it has not struck some of these folks that another person's identity is not about your re-election prospects. Like this is not about you, she said. Second of all, if putting a little X on your campaign literature is what you think is the difference between winning or losing an election, you need to talk about healthcare more. You need to raise people's wages. You need to talk about more issues that also matter to people. She said, explaining why she believes some people are opting to use the term Latine over Latinx. Latinx can be convenient in written form because you just put down an X, and people can kind of mentally put in whatever vowel they identify with, she said. So Latine, you avoid the masculine O. You avoid the feminine A. Laint, she added, the E is a little more neutral, so it can be more inclusive to people. For people who enjoy trying to figure out language and have it meet the modern age, that's kind of where it's at, she continued. This is far from the only term the left has attempted to hijack for the sake of woke ideology. For years, transgender activists have tried to redefine women as womksh, further dismissing the biological realities that differentiate men from women.